I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. We heard Jesus say in today's gospel from John chapter 15. So Jesus compares himself to a vine and his disciples to the branches. So long as his disciples remain united with him, then they will be alive and bear good fruit. While separation from him leads to death. Remain in me and as I remain in you. So how do we, or how can we remain in Christ, and Christ in us? Essentially, we need to live in his grace, in sanctifying grace, which is the very life of God communicated to us through Christ, a very shared in his life, communicated to us through his church and her sacraments instituted by Christ, especially the sacraments of Christian initiation, you know, baptism and confirmation, and above all, the Eucharist. And then the other sacraments too, you know, they keep us united with Christ, to remain in him, or regain that life should we ever have the unfortunate occurrence of losing that grace. So the other sacraments do that and increase that grace within us. So we have confession, of course, and then the anointing of the sick, holy matrimony, and holy orders. Christ works powerfully in and through his holy sacraments, provided that we simply receive them with the proper dispositions. So through the sacraments and prayer, we remain in Christ, and he in us. Our Lord continues, anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. Sounds like hell. And yes, this is a rather explicit reference to hell. That is that punishment reserved for those who do not remain in Christ, who die in a state of unrepentant mortal sin. And our Lord does not desire that for any one of us, of course. He desires that all of us be saved, always remain united with him, all throughout our earthly lives and throughout all eternity in heaven. That's our Lord's will for us. But we have a responsibility to cooperate with this grace and make sure that happens. To ensure this, we should never do anything that could ever possibly separate ourselves from Christ. That is, we should never commit a mortal sin. You know, one single mortal sin kind of cuts off that divine life, separates us from Christ. And we need to be especially careful today to avoid those sins that are all too common and all too easy to fall into. Sins against purity and chastity. According to St. Jacinta Fatima, Our Lady said, more souls go to hell because of sins of the flesh than for any other sin. Similarly, Venerable Pope Pius XII stated, mainly through the sins of impurity do the forces of darkness subjugate souls. In today's world, especially in the media, this is plain for all of us to see. The impurity, unchastity, immodesty that is promoted, that bombards too many of us, especially our youth. As Catholics who desire to save our souls and get to heaven, we need to be very much countercultural in this respect. Like St. Dominic Savio, we can have as our motto as well, you know, death rather than sin. we would rather die than sin, especially commit a mortal sin, and risk losing heaven. We would be wise to heed the words of St. Paul. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. In order to remain in Christ and grow in the life of grace, we have other helps too. Our Lord has given to us, and we cannot fail to mention the great help of Our Lady. It's now the month of May, as you know, a beautiful month. The month of Mary, the Queen of May, a month of very special graces for those who make the month of May, you could say, and strive to honor Mother Mary in some way during this month. And surely Our Lady will help us to remain united with Christ, remain always in Him, and grow in that life of grace. Mary is the mediatrix of all graces. And the saints have testified to this. St. Bernard says, God has willed that we should have nothing which would not pass through the hands of Mary. And St. Louis de Montfort adds, to Mary, His faithful spouse, God the Holy Spirit has communicated His unspeakable gifts, and He has chosen her to be the dispensatrix of all He possesses. And countless saints and popes have stated the same thing. Mary is the mediatrix of all graces. Behold, finally the month of our beautiful mother has arrived, St. Padre Pio once wrote in a letter to a spiritual daughter, referring to the beginning of the month of May. And like the saints, we too want to make this month of May in honor of Mary. Inspiring is the story of Hermann Cohen. You may have heard of him. He made the month of May for the first time, almost by accident. Gained so many graces during that first month of May. He learned to honor Mother Mary. As a young Jewish man, he went to Paris to study music. And he lived a rather careless, reckless, dissipated life. Finding himself in need of money, found a job at a Catholic church to play the organ. And our organist would love this story. And for the month of May, he was hired to play the organ for the benediction services in the evenings. And the priest was giving a reflection every evening on Our Lady. And so Hermann, found himself, in the Catholic Church every evening for the month of May. The first days went by, really with a certain indifference on his part. He was just there to do his job, of course. But as the days progressed and, listening to the sermons on Our Lady, he became more and more attentive, and his heart and his soul was being touched by grace. It's being moved by grace. And by the end of the month of May, he had already decided to really make that step to prepare for baptism and become a Catholic. And shortly afterwards, he did get baptized, and in that very church, St. Valerius Church in Paris. And eventually, he later became a Catholic priest, Carmelite religious. He's now known as Venerable Augustine Mary of the Blessed Sacrament. Perhaps someday he'll be declared blessed and a saint. It just goes to show the great power of the month of May, the month of Mary. So during this month of May, to all of you, I would encourage you to strive to honor Our Lady in some special way. Some have a May altar made, perhaps indoors or outdoors or both, decorate it with flowers, crown that statue of Our Lady in your home, a beautiful crown, perhaps made of flowers as well. Pray the rosary together as a family, or pray more often. And maybe read some short daily reflections, meditations on Mary. And many wonderful books available. And of course, online you can get some good resources, you know, daily meditations for the month of May. And doing so, doing something special, will make sure that this month, you know, doesn't pass by without us receiving all the graces our Lord wishes to give to us through Mother Mary. So in conclusion, we want to make our words of St. Philip Neri, who says, "My children, if you desire perseverance, be devout to our Blessed Lady. Believe me, there's no more powerful means to obtain God's grace than to employ the intercessions of the Holy Virgin. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever." Misericordes, O Lord.